The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Sarah Francis-Bearman. Sarah, brand new general manager of FIVA. First of all, well done. And you've had a bit of time to maybe get a sense of how FIVA operates.
Yeah, I think, thank you, first of all.
No worries.
And yeah, I think it's been really helpful having been in the club for a couple of years now that I come into this role definitely not knowing everything that I've got to do or everything about it, but having a real understanding of, you know, what the club stands for and how it operates and the people in it. And so I think that's, you know, hopefully helpful in the long run, that we have some stability in the club and the right people.
You've been around Dan, you've been around Sue as well, just being able to get a real sense of how the club operates, and that can only help moving forward. It does mean you're having to step aside from assistant coaching, but your knowledge of the club is in a good place.
Yeah, it's in an incredible place. And I think, you know, a huge amount of credit has to go to Sue for the job that she's done over the past 5 years in building this club up and, you know, putting us at the very top of the sport, not just on court, but off court as well. I think, you know, the crowds we get, the brand that has been created and the feeling that we have really, really good people at the club as well as excellent netballers, I think is, yeah, like I said, testament to the work that she's done over a long period of time and that I'll look to continue to carry on.
And you'll know the best places nearby for a snack and a coffee and a...
Yeah, most important thing, I know all the best cafes and where to go for just coffee, where to go if you want a pastry, which beaches to head to. So when things get tough, it's not nothing's too far away.
And I'll already know your order as well, won't I?
Yeah, that's when you know you've been here too long or you go there too much, when you walk in and they start getting it ready for you.
Thing is, about FIVA as well, they've always treated you and Stace really fair as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always a bit cliche when sports clubs talk about family, but like FIVA have always looked after myself and Stacey like family. And I think it's, you know, it is a testament to who they are as a club. And the fact that people want to stay, you know, Perth's not an easy place to get people to come to. It's on the opposite side of the country to everything else. So it's a testament, you know, to how good the club is and how well they treat people, that when people do come, they want to stay. And that's, you know, something that we're really, really proud of.
How easy, in effect, was the interview? Because let's put it bluntly, it's a big role in arguably the best netball nation in the entire world. So it was maybe one where you just couldn't rely on past experience on court.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That like they don't give these roles away, and they certainly don't make it easy. So yeah, I think, you know, a thorough and pretty tough interview process, and I think you'd expect that because, like you said, it's a big role. It's a huge sport. We're a big club in that sport in this league, and you know they want to make sure that they get the right person, and I'd like to think that I am.
So was Gordy good cop or bad cop?
Gordy was actually involved. She stayed out of it. So yeah, she was actually very neutral, probably the most neutral I've ever seen Gordy, because you know she wasn't part of that process, and she was trying to make sure that she didn't influence the process at all. So, yeah, it's probably the only time I've heard Gordy with not much to say.
Can I have a quick word about some of the super netball players joining Super League over here? I spoke to Ellen. She said that her mind was obviously just made up and she needed to be back with the people back in Manchester.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I saw Elle through the season and it was pretty clear that she wanted to go home. And I think netball is great, but it's not your whole life. And, you know, me and Stacey both miss friends and family. And I think if it ever starts to outweigh the good, then it's time to go home. So, yeah, I think it's always a tough decision, but one that I think was made easier for Elle by Thunder welcoming her back and her knowing that she's going back to a really good environment, and in a Commonwealth Games and World Cup build-up, she'll still have really high level competition and be pushed every day in that environment.
I think a lot of us are really going to look forward to Thunder next year because of one, Sophie Fawns. That is one heck of a signing for Greggy.
Yeah, Greggy's doing well there, hasn't she? I mean, that Thunder attack end looks pretty unstoppable on paper. You know, Sophie Fawns with Elle and Lois Pearson. And I think it's great that the UK League is attracting those kind of big names. Like, Sophie Fawns is a star in her own right. It's not like she wouldn't have had options to go anywhere she wanted to go. So I think it's, massive for the Super League and obviously for Thunder. They're going to be very difficult to stop.
Have you had a chance yet to look back on everything you've done so far and just thought, you know what, I'm now GM of a Super Netball side. Sorry, you've done all right.
No, not really. I think I started and within about 10 minutes, I just had about 50 emails come through. So I was like, all right, cool. We're going, we're in it. But no, I think, you know, I'll go on break in a few weeks time and take some time off and go on holiday. And I think that's probably when I'll have a little reflection. It's hard in sport, as always, to really take time to stop and reflect when there's so much happening. You know, we've just had a heartbreaking loss in the grand final, and you're sort of just trying to, you know, process that, and the next thing comes along. So it'll probably be in the next month or so where I take stock of things and take some downtime and then get ready to go again.
Fever have obviously got Fran in that group of players as well. Have you seen her grow in particular in your time there? And obviously we've got the Commies as well next year.
Yeah, I mean, Fran's a massive part of our squad. And I think people probably underestimate how important she is to us because she doesn't play full games. And I think part of that is the way that netball's going. You've not got a starting seven that finish very often anymore. Part of it is how good our defence end are. But I think it's a testament to Fran that she's chosen to stay at Fever, and knowing that there's strong competition for her place because she's getting better here. You know, she's improving as a player.
And finally, Sarah, Gretel and Maria are organising 5-5 netball. I've no doubt you've still got the skills, so are you going to be taking part?
Oh, God, I don't know if I've got the skills. I've definitely not got the will, though. So, no, I won't be. My knees would not hold up at all. I did have a conversation with Laura Langman about it, and she was trying to rope me in. But, I think I'll be a very happy spectator of that one.
So I can rule that one out. No worries. Sarah, always great. As always, catch up and speak soon.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.